Top, allumage AP, décollage.
10 years ago, a European Space Agency rocket took off with a spacecraft called Rosetta on a mission to perform the most detailed study of a comet. While asteroids are large rocks, almost like small planets, comets are mostly made of ice, says Ralph Cordy, the business manager for Airbus Defence and Space, which built the Rosetta spacecraft.
We know today that our Earth has a great deal of water on it. We don't know exactly where it came from, and it's likely that comets had a lot to do with that process.
It took more than 10 years for Rosetta to make 3 swings around Earth and 1 around Mars, gathering enough speed to reach the comet named 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, 400,000 kilometers from Earth. For the last 2.5 years, many of its onboard systems were in the sleep mode to save energy, says Airbus engineer Simon Baraclough.
So we're close to the sun, a lot of things are on. We're further from the sun, a lot of things are off.
A wake-up call in January brought cheers in the mission headquarters in Darmstadt, Germany, as a signal from Rosetta indicated that its computer was wide awake again. The spacecraft will soon start orbiting the comet at a distance of about 10 kilometers, taking measurements and mapping its surface. In November, it is scheduled to release a smaller probe called Philae, which will land on the comet. Cordy says both Rosetta and Philae will measure the comet's gas and dust and send pictures of its surface.
It will also have a very nice radar system on board it, which will communicate with the orbiting spacecraft, the mother craft, and use the radar signals to probe the heart of the comet's nucleus. So it's not just looking at the surface or the environment around it, it's actually going to be probing what's underneath the surface.
The probes will travel with the comet for a full year. Rosetta will continue measuring how the comet changes as it approaches the sun and starts to warm up, while Philae will analyze samples of its surface and subsurface. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.